I didn't say you had to leave right now, though. Yeah. I told Chase I wouldn't make fun of him today, and here I go doing it. Wednesday, I let him have it really good. And well, praise God. I need to pray again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how good you are. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're speaking through me, that your words are going forth, not my words, but your words. We thank you for, we have open hearts and open ears to hear and to receive. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 In Genesis chapter 12, verse number 2, in the New King James, it says, I will make you, he's talking to Abram, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And all of the families on the earth shall be blessed. He means it. When God speaks, it's not nothing. When he blesses, it's not nothing. And he's saying, you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all the families on the earth shall be blessed. And Abram believed what the Lord said, and he acted on it. He acted on it. And what we read a few moments ago in Deuteronomy, in the Amplified, it says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and be watchful to do all of his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I like that part. Those blessings are not only going to come to you, you know what that means? They're going to wrap themselves around you and knock you down and smother you like smothered covered at Waffle House, amen? And overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Joe was like going, praise God, yeah. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field, and blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, and the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall you be your basket and your kneading trough, and blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Guess what? Blessed. Say blessed. Blessed. I'm blessed. That's covering everything, isn't it? Going to work, driving in Memphis traffic, going to Walmart, going to the airport, going to the hot, wherever, I'm blessed. And the Lord shall cause your enemies to rise up against you and be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. I liked how the voice said it. It said it, well, you know what it said. It said something about them running chaotically. And the... The Lord shall command the blessing upon you and your storehouses and all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land in which the Lord gives you. And Abraham took that. Not only did he take that, and what the Lord told him, of course, this was speaking to the children of Israel, but what the Lord spoke to Abraham, he changed his name because of it. He changed his outlook and his look on life. And the children of Israel, those that believed it, they did everything he said, right? Yeah. You're right, Eric. Sometimes they did. In the Passion in Galatians 3:9, it says, and so the blessing of Abraham's faith is now our blessing too. It's ours. That's an actual picture of Abram. It was on the internet. He blessed Abraham, and that blessing, that's right, Lacey, belongs to us because our faith in Jesus, his blessing is our blessing, and we can go ahead and say, I'm blessed with faithful Abraham. That blessing belongs to me. Say that with me. I'm blessed with faithful Abraham, and that blessing belongs to me. Because that I'm blessed, because his blessings overtake me, I choose to act like it. I choose to act like it. That means I'm going through life with a smile on my face and a giddy up in my step. I choose to talk like it. I don't go around trying to get people to feel sorry for me. Have you met people like that? There's one family that begs for money sometimes on the side of the road. And, you know, sometimes you have to be led by the Spirit too. But this family is around town, and they bring their little kids out there to sit. And I just want to, you know, anyways. I choose to talk like it. I choose to walk like it. I choose to purposely to do what and speak what His words are. I want to speak what His words are. And if I let words come out of my mouth that disagree with Him, I like to say I catch myself and I ask Him to forgive me. Because I don't want other words coming out. In Galatians 3:13 in the Weymouth, it says, Christ has purchased our freedom from the curse of the law by being cursed for us. Because cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The New King James says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Weiss translation says, Christ delivered us by the payment of ransom from the curse of the law, by becoming the curse in behalf of us. God's Word translation says, Christ paid the price to free us from the curse of God's laws, being by becoming cursed instead of us. Joe, am I doing something wrong? Do I need to change microphones? I'll put it on the outside just in case the antenna is messing up. I always wear my cell phone on my hip, if you noticed. And my wife doesn't make fun of me every day. but one day she made fun of me because you remember the old fashioned dial up phones, you ring the rotary phone with the big receiver? She taped that to a belt one day, and I wore that around with that big rotary phone on my hip. But David knows, you know, the way we're doing our job, you can't stick your hands in your pocket all day and search for your phone, you know? Anyway, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has redeemed us. That means it's been paid. It's been taken care of. The ransom has been paid. If you ever went to a restaurant and someone bought your food and said, it's on the house, guess what? It's paid for. You just walk on out of there. You just get on out of there. The price has been paid. Amen? And in Psalms 107, verses 1 through 2, it says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We just got through saying that Christ redeemed you. So what is it saying all we have to do in return? Let the redeemed say so. The Passion says, tell the world how He broke through and delivered you from the power of darkness. Say so. Tell the world how good He is. The Message says, all of you set free by God, tell the world, tell how He freed you from oppression. You speak up. You say, I am redeemed. When people say you're stupid, dumb, broke, ugly, healed, I mean not healed, but I meant to say diseased or whatever it is, you say, no, I'm smart, I'm happy, I'm good looking, I'm healed. That's who I am. I am redeemed. Amen? The blessing and the curse are released through our words, through our voice. And the blessing is received through words. So the blessing is released through words, and it's received through words. So you're either blocking it or you're not blocking it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? I am redeemed. What are you redeemed from? I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. What's covered under the curse of the law? Well, we could list it all the rest of the service, but the Bible has one scripture that says, anything not mentioned here, it's covered. Amen. It's covered. It's covered. And all the devil may try, and all the crazy people in the world may try, but it's covered. Amen? You're redeemed. The blessing is as close as your heart and your mouth. It's as close as your heart and your mouth. And you believe it with your heart, and you declare it with your mouth. And how close is your healing? How close is your bills getting paid for? How close is you getting the answer and getting that peace and getting that joy? It's as close as your heart and your mouth. Amen? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, it says, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. How do you choose? You choose by speaking up and saying, I choose life. I choose health. I choose deliverance. Amen? I wasn't going to put a space story in here, but I guess I need to. I don't have any pictures, so sorry, Chase. But there was, during the space race, when the Soviets put up a space mission, they wouldn't tell anybody about it until the mission was successful. So if the mission was successful, it could be Soyuz 2 or Soyuz 3 all the words are skipping right now, but you know what I'm saying. They would name it a certain name. But if it was unsuccessful, it would be deemed Cosmos 13, a practice run or something. Because it was never what it was supposed to be. However, when the Americans sent up a mission, it was either successful or not successful, but the name was there. The name was the name. But every now and then, let's say Gemini 6, we all know about Gemini 6, right? But Gemini 6 had a launch issue, and so they had to recycle and do it later, a couple months later, and so they renamed it Gemini 6A. So now this mission was named Gemini 6A, and that was its name. And that was the name it took, and that's the name it's known by. It's not Gemini 6, it's Gemini 6A. And you're saying, Matthew, why are you bringing that up? I will tell you why, Chase. Don't worry. We'll get to the point, I promise. Man, I said I wouldn't make fun of you, and here I go, and go, and I go. When you left earlier, I actually apologized to the public, but I would never say that to your face. I would never apologize to your face, but I was apologizing for you, but I'm sorry. In Hebrews 11, chapter 23, by faith Moses, when he was born and was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. And by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. And the Passion says, he refused to make that his identity. Does it make a difference what we call things and what you're called, what you call yourself, what you agree with people calling you? People, when I got involved with sports, sometimes people would label me Matt. Hey, Matt, how you doing? And so I have some customers call me Matt. I don't have a problem with it. But growing up, if someone called me Matt in front of my mom was quick to say, no, his name is Matthew. But Moses got to the point where he would not even let people call him the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. I mean, we know that in Romans chapter 4, verse number 17, but let me remind you, it says, who gives life to the dead and calls those things that which do not exist as though they did. The Passion says, calls into being those things that didn't even exist yet. The Amplified says, speaks to non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. What does faith do? Faith calls us things that be not as though they were. And something happened in Moses. He got a revelation about who his people were and who his God was and who he was and who what he was supposed to be. And notice what it says in this in the scripture there. It says in verse number 24, it says, by faith Moses. So he was doing this by faith Moses. And it came to a point in his life where he says, nope, that's not me. I'm not the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. I may have been known that my whole life. I know everyone wants me to be that. I know that people think, in Egypt, being in the Pharaoh's house, they were worshipped as gods. I mean, they probably didn't even feed themselves. You know, someone was probably putting food in their mouth for them. And that was a big deal. But he said, no, that's not me. Don't call me that. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. And everybody saw him that way, but he decided, don't call me that. And we need to make up our mind. Don't call me poor. Don't call me blind. Don't call me deaf. Don't call me uneducated and unable. Don't call me sick. Don't call me dying. Don't call me a druggie. Don't call me fatso. Don't call me stupid. Don't call me you don't know anything. Call me healed. Call me blessed. Call me delivered. Call me free. Call me skinny. Call me good looking. Call me that I know everything. And the most important thing is what you call you. When you get up in the morning, are you saying, ugh? Are you saying, hey, good looking, how are you? I was going to make fun of Chase there, but I wasn't going to do that. Chase gets up in the morning and he says, I am the child of God. I am blessed. I am satisfied. That's what we should do, amen? Call me healed, call me blessed, call me delivered, call me free. That's who I am. I am going to call myself that. Refuse to be called defeated. Refuse to be called bound things. Refuse to be called unworldly and ungodly and defeated things. Go around, no matter what it seems like and how it feels like, and speak life to your life. Speak health to your life. Speak what God, the way God sees you, that's the way you're going to speak it, and you're going to rename it. Amen? I have a work truck. If you've ever seen my work truck out back, I have to be honest, I am not the person who does the best at taking care of vehicles. That's just not something I love to do. But I don't get in my truck and say, stupid truck, ugh. I always have to put antifreeze in, go. I always have to, whatever. I don't make fun of it. I don't say it. I named my truck. Hannah knows what my name in the truck is. What's the name of my truck? The Bacon Maker. I bring home the bacon in that truck. It is the Bacon Maker, and that's what it is. I'm not going around, why is it funny? That's the Bacon Maker. That truck is bringing home what my family needs to provide for my family. And I'm not going to get in that truck and say, stupid truck, dumb truck, ugly truck. I might say you might need a wash truck. But I don't say that. Man, he's got a cancer-ridden liver. He's got a bum knee. He's got a lame whatever. You say, I renamed my liver. I named my liver Mr. Healthy Liver. I renamed my back. I renamed my back Strong Back. I renamed me. I'm Mr. Moneybags. You want to meet me? Call me Mr. Moneybags. That's who I am. I'm not going around saying bum knee. I'm going to say super knee. I'm not going to say bad back. I'm going to say strong back. I'm not going to say bad eye. I'm going to say the best eye that sees better than Superman eye. It's not a bad eye. It's not a bum knee. It's not a bad hip. I call my hip healed. I call my eye strong. I call my blood perfect. All the blood cells going through my body are perfect and lining up with what the Word says. Amen. I call myself free. I call myself rich. I call myself strong, sound mind, peaceful heart. I call my clear vision. I know what to do. I have direction. I have understanding. I refuse to be called what the world wants to name me. Amen? So your words are either connecting you with the curse or connecting you with the blessing, and you need to remove everything that connects you with the curse and rename it. Rename it, amen? The blessing is so close to you, it's as close as your heart and your mouth, amen? How close are you to it? Is your mouth stopping it, or is your mouth changing it, amen? Deliverance, joy, peace, protection, vision. It's mine in Jesus' name. Amen. And in Acts chapter 22, verses 22 through 28, Paul was in trouble. The crowd listened attentively to Paul up to this point, but when they heard this, they all at once erupted and with loud shouts saying, "Get rid of this man. Kill him. He doesn't deserve to live." Now, that would be a hard day if they were saying that about you, right? And while the crowd was screaming and yelling, and I like this part, they were removing their outer garments. I mean, they were so mad, they were stripping down and throwing handfuls of dust in the air in protest. The commander had Paul brought back to the command. So to find out what Paul did wrong, he ordered that Paul be whipped with a lash and interrogated to find out what so infuriated the crowd. And that's a fun way of finding out the answer. But when the soldiers... I did not delete that image there. You're welcome. When the soldier stretched Paul out with ropes, he said to the captain who was standing nearby, I want you to see this. Eric, can you press on that screen and delete that picture for me? You can do it. You can do it. Press escape. You can do it. I want you to see the scripture. And when the soldier stretched out Paul with ropes, he said to the captain who was standing nearby, "Is it legal for you to torture a Roman citizen like this without a proper trial?" And when the officer heard this, he immediately went to his commander and reported it. He said, "This man's a Roman citizen. What should we do now?" Then the commander came to Paul and said, "Tell me the truth. Are you a Roman citizen?" And Paul said, "Yes, I am." He replied, and the commander said, I had to purchase my citizenship with a great sum of money. But Paul replied, "I was born as a citizen." Paul was going to be examined by scourging. They were trying to scourge him. Scourging is not fun. It's not fun in our life, but at his time, that means he's tied to a post and they were going to let him have it with a whip with barbs in it, and it's not going to be a fun thing. And he opened his mouth and he said, "Wait a minute, this isn't right. Wait a minute, don't you understand who I am? Don't you know, have you ever heard someone say that? Don't you know who I am? You have rights. Jesus said that you're blessed, and if the devil is attacking you, you say, 'Wait a minute, did Paul speak up? Did Paul speak up? He said, tell me the truth. Are you a Roman citizen?' Did Paul say, 'Well, it all depends the definition of is. No, he didn't say that. He said, "I am a citizen. That's who I am." And he didn't allow the devil to rename him in the devil's image. He was saying who he was through Christ. And that's what we need to do. There's some times where we need to rename what the devil's trying to put on us, and we need to name it the way that Christ sees it. But there's other times where we need to speak up and declare and decree what Christ has already done for us. Amen? You have rights as a citizen. And when the enemy tries to tie you up, you say, no, it isn't going to be that way. The Word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Some people open their mouth and they declare the curse over their life. You speak up and you rename that curse. You rename that scourging. You rename what the devil and all the crazy people in the world are trying to do. You rename it from what the Word is saying about you. Amen? Open your mouth and declare that I'm not deserving of this curse. I am redeemed. You hold up, devil. You're not going to have any place in my life. You better back up. Why? Because you are blessed. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Brother Hagin tells a story. If you listen to his Authority of the Believer CDs, and then also in his book, he tells a story about He knelt down to pray, and he went into a vision, and he saw Jesus in front of him. And then there was an imp, is how he says, a demon, just, and he uses the phrases yakety yak, yakety yak. That's all he could hear was yakety yak. And Jesus was talking. He could see his mouth moving, but he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying because of the yakety yak, yakety yak, yak. The demon was distracting, trying to distract him and get his eyes off of Jesus and what Jesus was saying and get his eyes off onto the yakety yak, yakety yak. Let me read this. While Jesus was talking to him, a demon ran up between the two of them. It looked like a monkey, but its face was more human looking. It jumped down again and began to pull out something like a black cloud and a smoke screen. He said it became so hard to see Jesus, the demon began to say, yakety yak, yakety yak. Jesus kept talking, but he couldn't hear what he was saying. Brother Hagin thought to himself, Jesus doesn't know I can't hear what he's saying. Doesn't he know that I'm not getting what he's saying? And he thought, why doesn't Jesus tell the demon to stop? Doesn't he know I can't hear him? And finally, in desperation and without really thinking, Brother Hagin pointed his finger at the little demon and said, I command you to cease and desist in Jesus' name. And he said those words. When he said those words, the little demon hit the floor, kerflop. The black cloud disappeared, and he just laid on the floor, shaking and trembling like a little whipped pup, crying and whining. Then Jesus said something that startled Brother Hagin, and he said, if you hadn't done anything about that evil spirit, I couldn't have. He thought he hadn't heard correctly. He said to Jesus, you said you wouldn't have. Is that correct? Correct, Jesus? And Jesus said, no, I said I couldn't have done something about it. Why? Because when Jesus rose to the grave, he delegated his authority to us, and he told us to cast out the devil out of our affairs. And Jesus said to Brother Hagin to pray that I, Jesus, or the God the Father, would do something about the devil is a waste of your time. A lot of Christians are wasting their time asking God to do something about the devil when he's already given you the authority to do it. He's already given you the authority to do it. He said in the Word, you resist the devil and he will flee. Jesus already paid the price, but the yakety yak, yakety yak's trying to rename it and retell it and tell it a different way, and he wants you to get distracted. But you need to speak up and say, no, I am redeemed. I am blessed. I am going forth. I am not going to allow this. Amen. The blessing of Abraham is your blessing now, and his blessing is our blessing. I'm blessed, you're blessed. Amen. He purchased our freedom, he ransomed us, he delivered us from the curse, and that's who we are. And if we're allowing the devil to rename it, to rename us, we stop it right there. We don't allow it. Amen. Say it out loud with me. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for redeeming me from all the bad things that are part of the curse of the law. Thank you for making me fit and able to be blessed and to receive the blessing and to experience the blessing. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you that we're blessed. We thank you that, Father, that we have that blessing pouring in our life. I declare it right now that I am redeemed. And you say this about yourself. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I will speak it out of my mouth. I'm not going to allow the devil to claim those things over me. I'm going to claim what the Word says over me. And there's some people in here right now that you're speaking out of your mouth on a daily basis in disagreement with what the Word says. That you're stupid, that you're dumb, that you're broke, that you can't have it. You don't understand this, that you don't know how to do this, that you're hurting and that, or whatever, that you're diseased or whatever the name is. I'm not saying to deny reality. I'm saying if you're putting that label on yourself, you stop it right now. You declare what the Word says over you, that you are a child of God, that you are a child of His inheritance, that Jesus paid the price for you to be well and to be whole, to be happy, to be blessed, to be good looking, to have complete peace in your mind, complete peace in your heart, to have a sound mind, a peaceful mind. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, that Satan, you have no place in your life. We resist you right now in the name of Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. And I rename all that silly junk on me. I rename all those diseases that you want to put on me. I resist you right now in the name of Jesus. And you flee right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We resist those things right now. We rename it. We confess that the blessing is ours. God's blessing inside the city, the blessing inside the country, the blessing on my house, the blessing on my children, the blessing on my all my things that I have, everything that I own, all my job, and the blessing in the money coming in and the money going out. The blessing is there. The blessing as I go in and the blessing as I go out, the blessing is there. The blessing as I drive down the street, the blessing is there. The blessing when I get to work, the blessing is there. When I get to Walmart, the blessing is there. I thank you, Lord, the blessing is there, pouring and oozing all over our life. And if that's you, if you're in here saying, I want that blessing and I've never had that blessing, it's yours today. You just say, Jesus, I take you as my Savior. I take you as my Lord. And I thank you. I thank you the price was paid for me. And I give you all the thanks and all the praise. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands with me. Thank you, Father. We just praise you. We worship you, Father. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I receive the blessing. I'm full of the blessing. I'm full of the blessing that Christ paid for me. I'm full of the blessing that the gospel has shared for me. I believe it. I receive it. It's mine. It's working for me continually. It's working for me continually. I thank you. It never stops. It never stops working for me. That blessing keeps working, and I choose it right now. And I say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Right now, cancer, die right now in the name of Jesus. You have no place in that body. You have no place. You die. Every cell of cancer die and shrivel up right now in the name of Jesus. We rename it healthy, strong, new strength, new blood, new cells, new organ developing right now. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, that depression is being gone and wiped out right now. Happy, healthy, whole, joyful, joyful, joyful right now in Jesus' name. There's no more depression. There's no more oppression. You call me Mr. Happy Pants. You call me Mr. Joyful. That's who I am. You be removed right now in Jesus' name. You go, stomach issue, you're done. You're done, issue. I don't call it an issue anymore. I call it my past. I call my future strong, healthy, whole, healed right now in Jesus' name. Joints, Be normal. Arthritis, you dry and shrivel up right now in the name of Jesus. You have no place in that body. That joint is being healed right now. It is being healed. That joint is being dissolved. That arthritis is being dissolved and thrown away to the wicked places. That's where it belongs. It doesn't belong in my body because my body is strong. My body is healthy. My body is healthy. My body is healthy. I am infected with health. I am infected with joy. I am infected with peace. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Father. That headache is being gone and wiped out right now. I have a strong mind. I have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that angels are going forth right now and bringing in those things, bringing in that money, changing things in the world that need to be changed on our behalf. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that the rough places are being made straight. The crooked places are being made straight. The rough places are being made smooth. The dark places are being made light. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him out of your mouth to say, thank you, Jesus. You paid the price for me. Thank you, Jesus. I accept the price. I choose to change what I'm saying. I choose to change the way I look at it. I choose to change the way that what's been coming out of my mouth. I won't accept the label the world's putting on me. I change it to who you say I am in Christ. And I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've had a